big win against the New Orleans Pelicans. This is the Hoopster postgame show. What a nice win for the Utah Jazz. Utah plays the New Orleans Pelicans, who have a very interesting style. They have obviously everyone's one of the more interesting players in the league, Zion Williamson, because I think everyone's just still trying to figure out what he is and what he will eventually be. One thing's for sure is he is just an athletic marvel, just a physical specimen. He's like 280 pounds. He's like an absolute monster. I mean, that play where he just bulldozed Derek Favors and then just softly puts the ball in the rim, his finishing is out of this world. You combine that, like that soft touch, that ability to just make shots with his incredible size. I mean, just the idea of just the force that he creates when he, you know, leaves the ground and just, you know, explodes to the rim. It's just, there's no one in this world like him. He is unique in every aspect. Now, he's not a shooter, but he hit enough of his free throws that he is enough, you know, that you can't just foul him. And he's so strong that even if you did try to foul him, he just finishes anyway. I mean, he's just inside. He's unbelievable. And I think for Zion Williamson, the next step for him is basically just a center. I mean, just probably the most unique center in the NBA, because he can handle the ball, he can pass, he finishes better than anyone in the league, his athleticism is out of this world. The problem is he's not a good defender. He's just not a good defender right now. That's the thing that Zion's going to need to work on, is just being a better defensive player. And maybe if you put him at center, things work out a little better. Maybe if he's guarding someone like Rudy Gobert, or, you know, they have Steven Adams on the Pelicans. If he's guarding someone like Steven Adams, he can stay with those guys better. So maybe that's just the next step for Zion. Maybe he can't really guard on the perimeter. Because tonight when the Jazz were going against Zion, they'd bring him out in the perimeter and they'd beat him. I mean, George Niang blew by him and dunked the ball. So if you're getting like blown by George Niang, you've got some defensive things you can work on, all right? Doesn't mean he can't do those things. He doesn't mean he can't become a good defender, because he's got easily all the physical tools anyone could ask for. It's just like a style thing. It's a tool. It's like a footwork thing. It's learning when to go, contest a three-point shot and hold your ground and things like that. Just, there's so many little things that he just needs to learn and be better at, that he has a chance to become better at, that I wouldn't give up on it. But it's surprisingly bad right now. So next step for Zion is using that incredible physical talent and learning how to channel it on the defensive end more effectively. Outside of Zion, there are some nice players on the Pelicans. You know, that Lonzo Ball's a nice defender. Not a great shooter, but a nice defender, and he moves the ball really well. You've got J.J. Redick, who can still shoot the ball. Eric Bledsoe is average to good NBA player. So they've got pieces on this floor that can really complement Zion. Steven Adams is just a nice, solid starting center. There's like a lot of nice, solid pieces to this team. It just feels like they just need to add a little more talent, or at least make talent that coalesces better. I don't know what Stan Van Gundy's going to do. I do feel like Zion Williamson needs to be the center of this team for them to kind of be what, if they want to be a championship level team, I think Zion Williamson needs to be the center and become an incredible defensive presence at the center position while doing what he does on offense. And then he needs players around him that are high level. You know, and they need another star on this team. They just do. Brandon Ingram, I really like. And I actually think he can be that guy. Honestly, I think Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson is a really nice core, but I think Zion needs to go to the center spot, and then you need to have shooters all around those guys, and you've got a team that can win a lot of games for you. But, you know, this formation of the Pelicans can be a good defensive team with Steven Adams at the center. But I feel like you're not really reaching your full potential if Zion can play center and play it really well. So we'll see what happens. The Pelicans are really interesting. The Jazz get to play them again next game. So it'll be interesting to see how they adjust and if the Pelicans can adjust. There have been games where Brandon Ingram has done really well against Utah. Tonight, the Jazz played really well. And let's start with that. Royce O'Neal's defense on Brandon Ingram was fantastic. He held him to 17 points, 8 for 18 from the field, and 0 for 1 from 3. So he was going to the hoop and 4 assists. So, and that's really minus 18 for Brandon Ingram. That is Royce O'Neal right there. So anyone who's been saying, you know, on Twitter, some people have been saying things about Royce O'Neal that have just been flat out disrespectful and incorrect. And Royce O'Neal is proving why he's so good. Now, is he going to struggle against someone, you know, that's like an elite quick guard like a Jamal Murray. Yeah, I think we've learned that Royce O'Neal does well against kind of a good wing like a Brandon Ingram. He can guard wings like that, but he's going to struggle at times against a really quick, high-level scoring guard like a Jamal Murray or a Damian Lillard or someone like that. That's just not someone he can guard, and that's why the Jazz need to think about bringing in Mie Ioane, who they did bring in tonight, interestingly enough, for like a few minutes. Joe Ingles came back, and Quinn Snyder brought in Mie Ioane for 2 minutes. But hey, it's something. I'll take it. 2 minutes. He got one rebound. So good for you, Mie Ioane, and you get one rebound for every 2 minutes you play. But anyways, I would like to see Quinn kind of give someone like Ioane, who showed that he could guard Jamal Murray last game. I know it was a short amount of time, but hey, if in that short amount of time you show something, I think that means you need to kind of explore that. Because if Mie Ioane can get on the floor and hit threes and then also guard elite scoring guards, and then Royce O'Neal can guard elite wings, I mean, doesn't that seem like a math equation that works? If you have, like, honestly, doesn't that just kind of make sense? I don't know how else to describe it. If they've got an elite wing and you can put Royce on them, and they've got an elite guard, you can put Mie Ioane on them. Why, you know, doesn't that make, it makes sense to me. Am I crazy? Am I strange? I don't know. I don't know. Like, it actually makes me feel like, am I in crazy town? Donovan Mitchell was elite tonight again. Elite, elite, elite. 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 28 points, 9 for 15 from the field, 60%, 4 for 7 from 3. Donovan's spot-up shooting is just out of this world. He is, you know, last game was a struggle for him, and tonight he just exploded. And he seems to do this against the Pelicans, I guess. But he just was really, really good tonight, except for the 5 turnovers. 5 turnovers. Donovan's got to work on that. 2 to 3, that's okay. When you start getting into 5+, you got to work on that, especially when you got 4 assists. We want to get that to be a positive assist to turnover ratio. It's got to be a 4-3, a 4-2. When you're playing Call of Duty, you need your kill to death ratio to be good. And you can't be four. If your kill to death ratio in Call of Duty is 4-5, you ain't getting a lot of rewards, and you ain't getting a lot of gun. What do they get? What do you get in Call of Duty? You get like different colored guns, like a camo gun, I guess. I don't know. So who even cares about that? But 5 turnovers, not good. Otherwise, Donovan, absolutely elite. And because of his scoring efficiency, he was a monster. Rudy Gobert was an absolute beast. He destroyed the Pelicans tonight. He toyed with Steven Adams. Two times Zion Williamson tried to challenge Rudy Gobert, and 2 times he was rejected and looked small and bad and not good tonight. If you go against Rudy Gobert, you will get something coming to you. And Zion Williamson found out, and it did not go well for him. And so you could see him after those first 2 times challenging Gobert, he tried different things. He had to do a little turnaround jumper. He passed it out. He gave up. Rudy Gobert took the will out of him. But Rudy Gobert tonight, it's not, you know, even talking about Rudy's stats, but 18 rebounds is monster with 13 points, 3 blocked shots. He's just such a monster on the defensive floor in terms of just like what he does to everyone. He just makes the whole defensive floor just so much smaller for Utah. It's just easier for Utah's perimeter defenders to guard. And the perimeter defenders on Utah need to guard. They need to do a good job, because what it does is it just takes this defense to a top 5 level. And right now I believe Utah has the number 1 defense in the league. I need to check that out. Let me know in the comments. But I think the defensive efficiency for Utah right now is just like astronomically good. Utah is tied for 2nd in the Western Conference now, and they should be number 1. With that bad loss to the Knicks and a bad loss to the Nets where they did not have KD, Utah is really an elite team right now. Really, really good. Their offense is just smoking. They are like, I believe they're top five offensive efficiency, top 5 defense. And that means you're a championship contender. Now, can Utah keep this up for the whole season? Maybe. Because one of the things the Jazz got right now is a formula that wins. Right now, the formula is they shoot the most threes. They shoot more threes than anybody. And they make a higher percentage of them. That's a pretty good formula. And guess what? It's not a formula where you have just like one guy passing the ball out. It's not just relying solely on Damian Lillard having a monster night here and there, or, you know, James Harden kicking it out to 3-point shooters. It's Donovan Mitchell. It's Mike Conley. It's It's Joe Ingles passing it out to open three-point shooters. It's Jordan Clarkson finding his way into open space and hitting shots and taking threes and going to the rim. And that's all JC does now, and that's what works. And it's JC taking advantage of the space of having so many three-point shooters. So Bojan Bogdanović has really struggled this year. Tonight, he was 4-for-11 from the field, but 3-for-8 from three, three turnovers. Bogey just did not have a great night, but he was a plus two. And the reason is because he spaces the floor. You know, so it allows someone like JC to do work. George Niang tonight hitting threes. George Niang has become just a really, really nice bench player. Who'd have thunk that if you play with Derek Favors and Jordan Clarkson on the bench and have like Mike Conley passing you the ball, you'd be doing better. Who knew? Instead of Ed Davis and Emmanuel Mudiay and all these and like Jeff Green, imagine that. That he's going to do better with those guys around him because he's shooting 40% from three again, which he does every single season. And he has soft touch so he can hit little floaters and things like that, like he's shown. 50% from the field for George Niang, 2-for-5, and a monster dunk, a minivan dunk. Guys, it was beautiful. We talked about Mike Conley. Mike Conley's stats tonight weren't huge, and I felt like he was just an incredibly important guy on the team. Mike Conley commanded the floor, Stockton style. When he was on the floor, everything's going the way it needs to go, and he makes the right play. He sets up teammates. Tonight, Mike Conley had kind of the sexy stat line with 6 points and 10 assists. Let's see, 2 turnovers from Mike Conley, but 6-to-2 turnover ratio. We know about the ratios now, right? We're appreciating the ratios. Shout out to ratios, ratios, ratios. That's what you want to see. Mike Conley is just commanding the ball, and it doesn't matter if he scores 20 or 6, apparently, because he had 10 assists. He was setting up Rudy. It was phenomenal. I believe that's all we got to talk about tonight. How nice is it that the Utah Jazz can depend on Derek Favors instead of Tony Bradley to back up Rudy Gobert? It's so nice. And I know Derek Favors isn't like, destroying worlds. He's playing just solid basketball, and that's why he's backing up Rudy. It's just such a nice luxury for the Utah Jazz. Joe Ingles also shows up and shoots 5-for-6 from three. You think a little rest helps? A little rest helps, Joe. I know the streak was nice, but you know what's also nice? Not having a sore Achilles. Maybe having a sore Achilles hurt his jump shooting. Just a thought. Just a thought. If you agree, let me know in the comments. If you like the New York Yankees hat, let me know in the comments. I like the Yankees hat. It's something I'm gonna wear, right? Guys, like and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the bell. Membership's coming soon. I've got some artistry going on. It's going to be fun. We're gonna see some memberships, do some super chats. We got to figure out some things with the internet still, blah. We'll figure it out. It's going to go okay, I think, though. We'll figure it out. But guys, like and subscribe to the channel. I will talk to you later.